August 29, 1937. How God wants to see his life in the soul who lives in his will, to the extent of becoming her model. Gifts that God gives to his creature. The space of the human will, divine room for the wonders of God. My flight in the divine volition continues. Its attractions and its charming modes become more insistent. Its desire to live in the soul is such that it assumes the attitude now of prayer, now of supplication, now of promise. To the extent of promising to the creature new gifts, more beautiful and unexpected, if she lets it rain. Only the ungrateful could resist so many attentions. But while my mind was crowded by so many supplications and sighs of the divine fiat, my sweet Jesus, my dear life, came back for his short little visit. As if he wanted to pour out his love, all goodness, he told me, "My blessed daughter, if you knew into what a maze of love we are put by those who do not live in our will. I can say that for every act they do, every word, thought, heartbeat, breath that we don't see flowing in our will, the life of our will and our own love remain repressed. Our will feels such pain that it bursts into tears. It moans and sighs because it does not find its life, its act, its heartbeat, its word in the sanctity of our intelligence in the creature. Feeling left out, as if cast aside from the interior of the creature and from anything she does, it feels its love being extinguished and its arms being tied, unable to perform its work within her. My daughter, what pain! Being able to give life and not giving it. Being able to speak in the human word, and being reduced to silence because the creature gives it no place within her word. Being able to love with our love in her heart, and not finding the place in which to put it. Oh, how our love remains hampered with almost no life because the creature does not live in our will. You must know that when the soul does an act in our divine will, God becomes her model, while the act becomes the material necessary to receive the divine model. Therefore, our more than paternal goodness is all attentive to see all that the soul living in our will does. As she is about to think, speak or work, it seals in her the model of its wisdom, the model of its creative word and the sanctity of its works. Our love is such that we want to become life of her life, heartbeat of her heart, and love of her love. Our delirium of love is such that we want to make of her our copy. We can obtain this purpose only with one who lives in our will, since there is not lacking the adaptable material to receive our model. After this he added with even stronger emphasis, "My daughter, our love is so great that we do nothing other than give continuous gifts to the creature. The first gift was the whole creation. Then the creation of man came. How many gifts did we not give to him? Gifts of intelligence, in which we place the model, the image of our most holy Trinity. The eyes, the hearing, the speech were all gifts that we gave to him. Not only did we give him these gifts, but we also assumed our preserving and creative role to keep these gifts while remaining always in the act of giving them. Our love in donating our gifts is such that we do not detach ourselves from the gift we give. Rather, we remain inside that gift to keep it more safe and guarded. Oh, how exuberant our love is! How it binds us everywhere! Our love lets her give to us, but it does not leave the gifts at the mercy of the creature, since she wouldn't have the virtue to preserve them. So we offer ourselves to keep them, and to love the creature more we also place ourselves in the act of giving them continuously. How much more should I tell you, my daughter, of the great gift we gave to the creature in creating her human will? First, we created the space, then the sky, the stars, the sun, the air, the wind and so forth. That space had to serve us so that we could create all other works. It would not be a work worthy of our wisdom to create things without having the space in which to place them. In the same way, by creating the human will we created the vacuum, the place, in which to put the great gift of our most holy will that we gave to man. This space had to serve our operating will. We were to place in it the most extensive heavens and the brightest suns. Not a single one, but but one for each time man would act. Therefore, while creation had to serve man, this space of the human will was to serve his God, to form his delights, to always be able to form his shelf, his throne, his divine chamber. I gave man this gift, forming this space within him in order to have the place in which to communicate with him, to be one-on-one with him, in sweet company. I wanted to have my secret room. My love wanted to tell him many things, but I wanted the environment in which to talk to him, and in which my love could reach the extent of giving itself completely to man, while he would completely abandon himself in God. This is why I love so much that he live in our will, because I want what I created to be only for myself. I demand my shelf, my throne, my divine chamber. I cannot accomplish the creation until man comes back into my divine will and gives me my royal place inside his will. We have so many more beautiful things to do, many more things to say inside our space of the human will, but we cannot say or do, because our will is missing. We find our space all cluttered up. So we do not have the space in which to place our works. If we want to speak, he will not understand. He will not even have the hearing to listen. Therefore, we will make unheard of prodigies to acquire again what is ours, the space and our divine room. And you pray and suffer, so that I may have back what is mine. Never refuse me the space of your human will, so that my love may be poured, and my works may continue the work of creation.